The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. When the disciples found Jesus on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. You can sit down. My friends, I've found Jesus. He's in the compost pile. Death is swallowed up and transformed into abundant life. The old is made new, the rotten and foul into rich, beautiful, breathe it in soil. And the soil feeds us. "I am the bread of life," says the Lord. "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." I found Jesus in the compost pile. Indeed, the elemental work of growing food has clarified the scriptures for me. Jesus is not compost, but the workings of this earth. The earth created by an outpouring of love reveal our God to us. And where God's intention for creation is being lived, there is the kingdom of heaven. It comes as a surprise to many, possibly even most, that the church's teaching on heaven is not purely spiritual, that heaven is not a distant other world for our souls to inhabit if we're good. Those who have sat with a loved one who is dying will know that this concept of heaven is poor comfort. We are physical beings. We love each other's physical selves, their particular bodies, their particular selves, and the forever loss of that complete person is an unbearable grief. But the good news, the gospel, is resurrection. Physical resurrection. And the mystery of the kingdom is even greater than the idea of a remote spiritual land. It is the redemption of this earth that we love, this physical space that we inhabit and that we love. and it is the joining of heaven to this earth. And while we await the day of resurrection, the kingdom of heaven is here and palpable even now. This earth is not disposable, to be cast aside on the last day. It will be redeemed. And furthermore, we have the choice now to participate in its redemption or in its destruction, to choose the way of life or the way of death. The kingdom of heaven exists where God's intention for creation is being lived. When I participate in the workings of the earth, brilliantly designed for its own sustenance, I am living in God's kingdom. Heaven now. John and I live on a large city lot, and the choice to grow food on that space to receive from the land is an act of gratitude. To cover the soil with a grass monoculture, to spray it with chemicals to preserve said monoculture, and to drive to the store to buy my carrots and potatoes feels like the rejection of a gift. Yet when I put a handful of dead potatoes in the ground and dig up an abundance of beautiful, fresh potatoes, enough to eat for the year and enough to plant in the spring, I am deeply thankful. I am thankful for the rain when it comes. I am thankful for the worms and microbes in the soil. I am thankful for the sun, and I am thankful for the miracle of growth. And I am participating in something ancient that feeds the earth, purifies the air, and feeds my family. It is a cycle of health. But if I buy my potatoes at Safeway, my gratitude is more diffuse. I'm not always sure my gratitude is deserved. I say I'm thankful for the unseen farmers, but I don't feel it the same way. Thankful for the trucks that deliver the potatoes from great distances, my own car that I drove to the store, the fuel that powers them, the coal that needed to make the steel for those vehicles, the tidy plastic bags that make buying 5 pounds of potatoes so convenient. You see where I'm going with this. It's a cycle of death that requires burning the earth on which we live. It's not just a bag of potatoes. We participate in the redemption or destruction of this earth. And when the kingdom of heaven exists here and now, when we choose life and health, whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise, then the destruction of the earth is a rejection of God's kingdom. Now, I want to be clear. I'm conscious that I have land and health and strength and time, gifts not available to everybody. And I am also conscious that an all or nothing attitude will get us nowhere. We are all enmeshed in systems that make healthful living difficult and even impossible. Edmonton is not a walking city. Edmonton is a northern city. To be shut down by guilt and a sense of inadequacy will accomplish nothing. Rather, I want to cast a vision. I want us to see and celebrate God's kingdom when it is before us. The abundance of food, rainwater capture, rich compost, and growing community outside that wall is the kingdom of heaven. The poor fed with good food, cooked with genuine care at St. Faith's, is the kingdom of heaven. The connections made and strength shared between grandmothers an ocean apart is the kingdom of heaven. And this is the eternity we hope for, an eternity that exists even now. And knowing God's goodness before us, let us thirst for more. If you can't grow your own potatoes, then Edmonton has an abundance of farmers markets where you can look a potato farmer in the eye and support his or her work directly. You can sign up for a CSA, community-supported agriculture and have a local farm deliver seasonal produce to you on a regular basis. You will not only get fresh local food, you will develop a relationship with a farmer and support his or her ongoing work. Walk, and you will see more of your neighbors and improve your own health and strength. Take the bus or carpool, again, places of community. Thank God that when we accept the gifts he offers, we enter a cycle of life and health, community and beauty. May we have eyes to see heaven among us, to live in its abundance, and to extend its reach in our world. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.